It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name's Blue. Alongside of me is the world famous Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law.
Thank you, Christopher Wright. That's very nice of you.
You're very welcome, buddy. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. I just want to thank everybody for listening to us all around the world. We greatly appreciate it. Everyone to call up and say hello. 800-420-1980. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101. And of course, go to the website for everything. It's at CannabisTalk101.com. Our IGs are at @pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at 1 Christopher Wrights.
Hello.
And I am at Joe Grande 52. And if you're looking, you guys, for high quality seeds and you want to grow your own plants, well, head to rocketseeds.com or check them out on Instagram at @rocket_seeds. For trusted cannabis seeds at a fair price, head to rocketseeds.com.
Yes.
And Blue, I want to start the show off with a story that's not necessarily going green. It's going in the other direction with a study that they did. It's more cannabis news that I wanted to share with you and get your thoughts on it. And it's vaping cannabis by teens doubles in the last 7 years with potentially harmful consequences, study says now. So as we hear that and see that, the story reads, cannabis vaping by school-aged youth doubled between 2013 and 2020, a new study found, with reported use within the last 30 days rising sevenfold during that same time period. Now, the study published in the JAMA Pediatrics, I don't know if it's JAMA or if it's JAMA, either way, I like the JAMA as well, Pediatrics, analyzed, you ready for this? 17 studies conducted throughout Canada and the United States that involved nearly 200,000 adolescents. This is a good study in my book. 200,000 is a good, fair amount of people that I look at and go, you know what? That's some time.
Yeah.
Now, the study found, I'm sorry I'm boring you with yawning at me like that, but the study found,
it wasn't, I know we're tired. I know that's not bored.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just, yeah, exactly.
It's oxygen to the brain, Joe.
The study found that teens in their senior year of high school were most likely to be vaping cannabis compared to younger adolescents. In my opinion, no shit, you're a senior in high school. And now vaping's around, right? So, like, when I look at this thing, I'm like, well, isn't that normal?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know.
But, like, because we all smoked weed by our senior year in high school.
For sure.
I say we all. I mean, you know, most people listening to this podcast, I'm sure you smoked by the time you were a senior in high school, right?
Yeah, some
I mean,
of
let's
them.
Just take
some
a look around the room. Frankino, you smoked before your senior year in high school?
Dude, I got kicked out.
You got kicked out your freshman year for smoking? Cal?
Elementary school.
Daniel?
Yep, fifth grade.
Pitt? Yes. Who else? Danny?
Christian?
Before senior year?
Yep.
Before
yeah.
senior year?
Yep.
See, my point here is anecdotally, in this room alone with everybody that's a part of the crew.
Well, we're
Cannabis Talk 101, yeah. I guess. I mean, there is that.
I
did start smoking weed at 6 years old, for God's sake.
But
I'm just saying the general thumb
of
rule.
Even that. Like, I watch my kids' friends, you know, come around, and I could see them at the house. And, you know, even as early as freshman year, I would say freshman year for them is the year that I started noticing that they're all smoking. You know what I mean? Because junior high, they were still kids.
Well, and let me
they
ask you, with that anecdotal evidence of your kids, because your kids are senior, one graduated, no, one's a
no, senior?
No,
senior next year.
Senior next year.
And then the other one's a junior.
So you are right in the heart of the study. Your anecdotal evidence with your kids' friends, did you notice more flower, or was it more vaping, like this suggests?
For sure, vaping was everywhere. So here's when we realize it in our home is you know, dive down the room one day when they're not there, and you start cleaning the room, you know, when they're not there, and you like dive into the room and start cleaning.
That shit's still in high school. I got to clean my 7-year-old son's room and daughter's room.
Well,
but
right now,
still in high school,
but well, you don't have to. But in high school, you don't have to.
Oh, you do it as let me look.
Well, you could say that, but it was like, yo, and you know, it's like it's a mess. You ask them to clean it up for 2 weeks in a row, they don't do it. It's like, okay,
I'll get in there and help
them. Get in there and help them out. You know what I mean? And then you clean it, and then you're like, boom, found a bag of like, you know, little vape cartridges from tobacco to, you know, cannabis, and you're like, what the hell is this? You know, but in my eyes, I already seen when they got into freshman year, you know, both of them, they started to become different human beings. And what I mean by that is not from the cannabis, I wouldn't say. It's just from the growth. I think that, you know, now you're seeing ninth grade and you come out of that junior high. It's like that day that they're like, all of a sudden they're in high school. They go to school and they're like, boom, they're not little kids anymore. They come back like, you know, like they see the 10th graders, the 11th graders and the seniors and the girls, the guys are walking around holding someone's hand, where it's at junior high, it's still not cool to hold the girl's hand. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, they see a fist fight in the, you know, my son come home like, dude, there was a fight on the first day of school, you know? And it's like, what? Yeah, these two kids, they were just pushing each other, but it was a fight. You know, they'd never seen
just
a real
different
fight.
Stuff.
They see grown, like a little bit more grown activity, you know? So I think that that first ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade is like those primary, you know, years where
a lot of growth,
a lot of growth, and a lot of the kids start to dabble.
Well, it's funny because
when
in
do
this
your kids
study,
hit, when do your kids hit high school?
Oh shit. My daughter's 8 years old now. She's in third grade. So third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th.
Oh gosh. You got some
yeah,
time.
I've got 7, 8 years, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
6, 7 years. Before my youngest daughter, and then
you
more than that,
late, huh?
Well, with this one, my oldest daughter's already graduating from college this year, so
got
you know,
you.
I got one that's graduating, and my wife and I.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, well, yeah.
My wife's 10 years younger than me, so you know,
that's
I
why
got
you
that.
Still look so good, Joe. You got little guys keep you. You got
yeah.
You got
the
keep
weekend with swim meets and soccer practice. I called you from a soccer practice. I text you saying I couldn't do something else because I was at a swim meet earlier, taking timer stuff. I'm a timer at one thing. I'm a fucking side judge at another. Like you always do. Things, but
barbecue
back to the study, which I love this kind of stat right here. In fact, actually, it's just a fact. Today's high is much more intense than in the past, even that in more decades ago. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, or the NIDA, which they like to use the initials for, modern ultra-potent strains of weed can contain over 15%. And in my opinion, nowadays, it's borderline the low end of THC, right? Because you're finding some THC that's 38% THC, this and that. When they say back in the days in the 90s, it was 4%. So now these kids are getting that. And to talk about something else that I thought that was pretty interesting in this article, the use of marijuana by teens in any forms is concerning because the weed affects the adolescent's brain differently, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And by using those stats by 4% when I was 6 using it, compared to if I was a 6-year-old now smoking something that had 20-some%, that's a huge fucking difference,
huge difference, guys.
You know what I'm saying? So when you look at this and you read this, and it says the teen brain is actively developing and often will not be fully developed until the mid-20s, the CDC stated. Adding that use during that time could have permanent effects such as poor coordination or damage to learning, memory, problem-solving skills, and the ability to pay attention. I actually believe this, too, because of the way the cannabis is so much stronger nowadays. Use of weed by teens is linked to poor school performance and an increased likelihood of dropping out. The CDC stated, in addition to the CDC, warns that the teens' use of marijuana has been linked to a range of mental health problems in teens, such as depression or anxiety, even psychosis. Thank you very much. Heavy use of marijuana by teens and young adults with mood disorders, such as depression and bipolar disorders, is linked to an increased risk of self-harm. Suicide attempts and death, according to a study published in January. I haven't heard of the suicide attempts and death due to cannabis, but I mean, according to a study published in January, I'm just reading the facts of what they're saying out there for the young teens. All that being said, I look at this and say, because of the way it is so potent, I think some kids would be affected that way. And I think people should be cautious of it. 100%. And I'm one to be 100 with you guys and say, if my kid hits a certain age in high school and wants to smoke weed, I believe I'm going to be okay with it. And then reading the story makes my fucking stomach turn going, they're going to do it anyways, and they're going to drink, and they're going to do everything, so I'm not going to be that helicopter dad. You're not going to do that. My parents weren't like that with me, and I don't think I'm going to be like that with my kids either, right? But when I read this study, it makes me go,
You know, it's funny you say that because I really believe that, you know, if you are the helicopter parent or the, you know, whatever you're, you know, referring to, meaning that you're just over, you know.
You're not doing that. You're not doing that. You're not.
So I feel like those kids were some of the worst kids in school, right? Because those, a lot of those kids' parents that were super strict on them.
I see those that got worse later in life, in my experience.
Some of the biggest drug addicts ever I've seen. You know, and I say that in my own personal experience, right. not by any other reason, but like my friends that I used to go to their houses and their parents would be like, you know, looking at everybody like, are you guys high? What's going on? You know, and just overreacting, but they're half drunk at the same time they're having the conversation with you. You know, it was very difficult watching that. And then later on seeing my friends that had major, you know, drug problems and addicts and things like that. And it's like, look, dude, you know, I my kid knows I drink. You know, I have a drink. You know, I go home. I get done, you know, doing whatever, making dinner, getting all the things done. I sit on the couch and it's like, I want to have a drink because it helps me relax. Same with, you know, my wife, she wants to have a smoke. You know, I don't think there's a problem with it. When I think there's a problem is when somebody is abusively doing anything. And again, especially teens, you know, if I thought my kids were smoking weed all day long, I think I'd have a problem with it. You know what I mean? I know I'd have a problem with it, but I know they're not.
Yeah,
know?
As long as you're getting your shit done, I'm good with it.
You know, it comes down to like, you know, the you know, you come
be
in,
responsible.
You come in your house, does it smell like weed all day? You know, are you running around? Terrible. You know, there's a problem with that, you know? And it's like, you know, or if you come in and you're like, hey, you know, like, I know you smoke, but we've had a normal conversation about it and you do what you're doing. Don't, like, it's not okay for my kids to smoke, you know, in front of anybody. It's not okay for them to smoke, you know, whenever they feel. It has to be kind of like, hey, like, I'm going to go smoke, you know.
I'm done. It's 9:30.
Yeah,
up,
like,
Dad,
chill
after
out.
Dinner.
Like, chill out.
Whatever.
You can't smoke all day. There's no future in that. You know, and there is for
if you,
some,
hold
for
on,
some
so
people.
If you came home, you popped in on an afternoon one day and you've seen them smoking.
I've done that. I've had it happen, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you like, I've
it's
had
4 o'clock
kids,
in the afternoon. What
I've
the
had
you
my
do?
Kids test me at a family party and try and be in the backyard smoking. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, check over like,
yeah,
hey,
like, what are
we're
you
cool,
doing?
But get your ass get your right, like, get your roll right, player.
Yeah, this ain't just like, you know what I mean? Like, you can smoke because, you know, like, there's grown.
Cool.
No.
What do you mean, Dad? You got Cannabis Talk 101 on the bus right
doesn't
here.
Matter.
Like,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, dude. Like, you got to have respect, man. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. Make sure you check out our website, Cannabis Talk 101, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis, and you can hear tons of great information and see tons of great things on there. That all being said, Blue, I know you got somebody making big waves over there in the cannabis industry.
Well, I do, Joe, but before we do, I you know, on break, we brought something up that I kind of want to ask questions about because, you know, as these studies come out, right, and we'll dive into Making Waves in a second, but I think it's important because, you know.
We did talk off air, which is, and even the room started talking.
Yeah, and it was a good conversation, yeah, and I just kind of want to follow
that
up.
That whole story was big. It was a
it
good
was a
story.
Big story, and it flowed well, and it felt well, and I just kind of want to tap into something else, another thought process is, you know, what about alcohol, right? You know, there's the thought, you know, and it's like how many studies were, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they're out there that say it's terrible for children.
Well, I am
under
our
the
radar's,
age of
our radar's not on for 18. It, right? But I mean,
well, no, I think it is. I think we all have a gut feeling about it. Like, you would not probably be okay if you come home and your kid's fucking sitting there twice a week, sitting there with some Tito's going, cheers, Dad.
I'm just having a drink.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which
may sound crazy to a lot of
people.
And
for me, as I look at the future, even with my oldest daughter, I did never say no or whatever like that to it. But I've never seen what I quote-unquote thought would be a problem, right? Like if you were drinking and you didn't do well in school, like there was no like, I don't give a fuck. You're going to go to a party. You should drink. You're doing great in school. So and my kids nowadays too, as long as they're doing good, then I'm okay with a weekend recreational drink once you're probably 15, 16. I'm sure it's going to happen.
Maybe 16, 17. Right?
That's what I'm hoping for, but I'm just being realistic and saying.
Well, you know, when they're 15, they're already going to, your kids are probably going to already be in ninth, 10th grade, right?
Approximately, I'm sure, yeah.
Right. So, like I said, I think at ninth and 10th grade is when they open up. But what I would be more concerned about is the liquor, you know, and I shit you not, my kids are like, you know, drinking's for bad people, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, so I even feel bad having a drink around
Shut
the
up.
Kids. Oh, I swear.
Like you feel like you're doing something.
I feel
bad.
Like if I'm gonna take a drink, like I gotta almost hide it from my kids. You know what I mean?
Because I don't want them to see me drink.
Well, because they feel like it's bad. And
well,
you know,
in my house, ready for this? When my wife will get upset about something or whatever, my kids will be like, "Mom, it's wine time. Get mom a glass of wine. Get mom a glass of wine."
It's a joke.
It's a fucking joke around the house because if she's, you know, the kids are sitting there not cleaning up, not doing their homework, acting very out of line. So she's appropriately getting upset with them.
Right.
But the rebuttal is, "Mom, you need a glass of wine.
Calm down." Because they know that's her little calm down.
And vice versa. Are you ready? Dad comes home acting like an asshole. "Dad, you need a cigar." They say it to us already. They already know.
So that's they're using that against you,
fucking
bro.
Fucking kids.
You know what I mean? I mean, that is crazy, right? That
they hey, dog, what are 6 or 7 and 8? They're already getting that.
It's wine
like
time.
That.
It's, you know what I mean?
Wine time for mommy. Get Chanel another glass.
Wow, man.
How crazy is that to think?
It's but like a big deal.
And the funny thing is, I've noticed, like, there's been times where my wife, I don't remotely think she has a drinking problem because she'll have one fucking bottle a night and that's no big deal. I'm just kidding. One
bottle.
Oh, you caught that? No. She just have a bottle. No. She'll have one glass.
A bottle and a half a night.
Right.
It's
I mean,
biggie.
She just is such a normie style
just
drinker
have a,
that
a glass
it,
of wine.
Yeah. She literally will have one and be done. And I've literally, in the 12 years we've been married, I think I've seen her drunk twice.
Right.
Like, drunk to her. Wow, you're pretty kind
like,
of fucked
oh, you're
up.
Buzzy. Yeah.
But I've never seen her throw up. I've never seen her get all
ever.
Bad, ever.
Never.
She keeps herself so fucking right and tight, which is great.
That's
impressive.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what keeps you straight. You know?
Well,
yeah.
It's nice. It's nice. But, I mean, oh, well, and on top of that, I just wouldn't be with somebody who's like that, right? So I would
yeah,
be like,
you don't
wanna,
you
if you showed me those signs earlier, I'm like, I'm cool. I have a good time.
Yeah, yeah. If you start getting all loosey, like,
yeah, I'm like, I can't be around that way. I might join you. Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I might fall right down that rabbit hole.
You need to be.
You know what's crazy is it? I've been like that maybe a few times in my life, but very few times though I've ever got so drunk, and that's because I've caught myself like that messed up and been like, yo, dude, like I can't do this.
Yeah, and like, in my past, I've been so messed up that it's been, you know, disturbing. I've literally woke up with crap in my pants and, you know, pissed, yeah. Just
well,
a mess.
You were previously an addict. You
yeah,
know what I
mean? So therefore, when I see people who are normal, but I do still believe that alcohol, as you were mentioning at the beginning, is definitely the more damaging to everything. Elements,
you know, relationships, everything. I
mean, everything.
Alcohol's like
even when the kids drinking and yelling at the kids, and you know you see these commercials too of them smoking cigarettes or the nicotine or this and that. I think that's bad too. Don't get me twisted. I think more than nicotine, I lean more favorite towards the cannabis. As this study though showed, 200,000 children from adolescents when I say children from Canada and the United States. That's a good sized number of kids between the ages of 15 and 18 that they did studies on. So for admitting that and finding these things, I believe that's a real study.
It's a real conversation.
And it's a real one to say, hey, kids, back off that maybe once a month.
Well,
what,
you
get
know
a little
what you
smoke
do
on
is,
or something.
Do,
but
is,
I don't know what that answer
start
is.
Start teaching them young that you know, hey,
balance.
Listen, that you know, hey, I didn't really start smoking until I was in my 20s. Or I didn't start drinking until
just
I was
start
in,
lying to them.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, kids,
are really, hey, you've heard of the Easter Bunny, right?
Exactly.
You had a
and
good
Santa
time.
Claus.
And thank you for Santa Claus being here, right?
All day, Tooth Fairy.
Did you? Are you pissed at your parents for telling you about the Easter Bunny?
The best thing about that, my son was 6 already. And he
Pit
goes, Mom,
is, but
Mom, I know you're the Tooth Fairy, and he goes, and I really think you guys are Santa Claus too. And I looked at him. I was like, well, I was like, oh, I looked at my wife. Like, should we just tell him the truth? She's like, but my wife's parents never admitted it, so she's like, no, I never want to admit it to my kids.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I don't mind. I mean, I'll
call us
it.
Up 1-800-420-1980 if you tell
I'll
your
tell
kids,
these motherfuckers. Yeah, are you right? Damn it, I am Santa.
Yeah, tell us if you think you know.
And
what I mean?
Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, call us up and leave a message, man. I want to hear if you what you think about that. I mean, listen, we've all been lied to, and I think sometimes you have to lie for the greater good.
So, do you lie to your kids and say I didn't smoke weed at an earlier age? I waited until I was older because of the studies that look at this study that just came out from the fucking blah blah blah.
No,
and it shows that kids in their adolescence.
Study,
I learned that earlier.
I take that study with a grain of salt. First of all,
studies.
Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to reflect back to anecdotal evidence across the nation of smoking cannabis on tours with kids. You know, since
but
I
the
was
thing
a kid.
That I like about this study is that
It's stronger.
Dime.
No, they're talking
yes,
about
that was
stronger,
a big one that made me go, wow, you're right. The cannabis today is stronger than
100% stronger. It's 100% stronger now.
Literally. Over 100%, actually. Because 3%, they said, in the 90s of THC. And now your average stuff is, well, yeah. I would say even higher. Your average is at least 15. Right, and the higher
right
third, 29,
you,
5, 30.
You're selling it to nobody unless it's in the 15 to 18 to 20.
That's what my point is. I mean, you're like, not even selling anything that's that low of a THC level. So therefore, the cannabis nowadays is so much more potent. And when the youngster is getting that and the mind development needs to grow, I think it just plays such a crucial role in it. Because of these studies, I do believe that. Do I think? Now, here's the flip side. I do also believe that the cannabis can be used for medication for the even younger than the 15-year-old study that's here, for the medical aspect of seizures, epilepsy, cancer, you know, whatever else.
It's again, it could go into saying, you know, hey, you know, do kids have, you know, depression, and will cannabis help them?
Or does it hurt them? Or does it hurt them? Finding their strain, I think it would help. My belief, from the studies I read, I believe it would help any of those kids at whatever age they are.
At a certain age, I think there's a you know, some people start medicating because they have to, right? It's some kids, you know, like, dude, I look at people and I look at what they've been through, and you know, some of these kids are, you know, treated really poorly at home, and some of them will go out and start smoking cannabis to escape, self-medicating on alcohol or other drugs for that matter, because of all the you know, the abuse from physical to emotional to sexual. And it's a shame, but it happens, right? And so we have to know that they've happened, and those things that are happening, how do, you know, those people cope with them, right? Typically it's through drugs,
because they could suppress their feelings.
Correct.
And their reality gets wiped away.
Augmented.
That was my whole get up. I mean, I started smoking weed at 6, and it never stopped. And my life got worse and crazier, and all the shit that happened to me. More dope than a little bit, so I could suppress my real feelings. But you know what? It's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, we got Making Waves. I know you got a good one for us.
Let's go.
We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, sit back, and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 live right here on air. And let me tell you this, guys. G4 Live Bud Tenders Awards going down May 12th through the 14th at Resorts World. If you don't go, you don't grow. It's going to be an amazing
time.
Oh, dude,
Snoop Dogg, Travis Barker, the Kardashians. I mean, come on. He's engaged now to a Kardashian.
Oh, man.
It's going to be so lit.
Yeah, man. You know, I'll tell you what. Seeing Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker perform, you know, in the same room, one is huge. But together,
never happened. Rolling Stone magazine is going to be there, folks. It's
going
to be huge.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have some major press. I could see TMZ picking this up. Viscous Vape is going to be there as well.
Oh, they'll be handing out cartridges all day.
Crazy. Live the ride. Right, with Viscous Vape, man. Viscous.life, man. So listen, guys, if you're looking to find out who's making waves in the world of cannabis, Cannabis Talk 101 is always your number one source, guys. So now check this out. Texas. Okay, just recently.
Yeah,
you got them in Texas, baby. Delta 8 was banned in Texas recently, okay?
Weren't we just in Texas?
We were just in Texas. And it wasn't banned. And it was a big deal, dude.
So hold on, this just happened?
Correct. So they just put an executive order in place to ban Delta 8. And
Pitt was just there, too. Weren't you, Pitt, and you're driving around saying you could grab it everywhere? You were at liquor store. You rode your motorcycle from California there. You ever get your feeling back in your fingers by any chance?
A little bit.
Yeah, this fool rode from Cali. He's like, Joe, I can't still feel the tips of my fingers.
Yeah.
Like, this was about a month and a half ago.
Should have had them gloves on.
I mean, he did have gloves on.
Should have had those warmer ones, though. The ones that had like a little whoop, whoop, whoop. You know what I mean?
So Texas banned it.
So, they put an executive order to ban it, right?
So it's not banned yet. They're saying put the order in. Let's see what happens.
Yes, correct. And so what happens is that a couple companies got together and started to go after an injunction. So they got a Delta 8 temporary injunction approved, which means that they can still operate, right, while this banning is going on. Now, Texas ain't no joke, guys. If you know Texas, like we know Texas, if you get caught, you know, out there, you can go to prison for for a pound of weed. Like, you know, you're going to go to prison for a pound of weed. You know, it ain't like
nothing nice out there.
It ain't nothing nice. It depends on what city and county you're in too. Some of them are a little lenient more than others. But
we're in Houston. They said that it was a little more easier there. Is that where we're at? Houston? Didn't we go to Houston?
Yeah, Houston's a little calmer. Austin, Texas, you know what I mean? It's a little different. You know, there's different parts of the state that are just like, no way, you come in, you're done. And then there's other ones that'll come in and knock your butt off. But November 5th, guys, 2021, this year, not too long ago, a court hearing on a application plaintiff for the temporary injunction and defendant's plea to the jurisdiction, Michael, his name's Michael, I'm not going to put his last name out there, in court, came in the court number 345th, okay, district, county court, asked to get an injunction so that he could keep his business open while they're, you know, deciding to make Delta 8.
As he should.
And he had a great argument. His argument was that, you know, this is helping veterans, and it's close to Veterans Day at that time. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on. And he asked to help because he helps many veterans through his Delta 8 products. And the judges, you know, a lot of people were shocked because everybody just started wrapping up shop and calling it illegal. And they were putting it under classifications with, like, meth, heroin. And so it was, like, going to be a major deal. And they actually took them and put the injunction in place and allowed him to continue to operate. And he's still considered operational. He's got like a 60-day injunction for now, and they're going to see what happens in the future. But right now, I mean, I think it's a smart move for Texas to do that because a lot of people were gearing up to try and sue him because, you know, they're taking away their food and they're saying it's part of the hemp plant and under the hemp laws, you know, it's not illegal, even though there is psychoactive chemicals coming from, or psychoactive, not chemicals,
reactions
from the Delta 8, which, right, we all know, you get you high, you, right, know what I mean? Sometimes higher than cannabis. So,
which is crazy that I've heard that from certain people too.
Yeah, some people get ripped.
I actually hit one of the pins in Texas when we were there.
Yeah,
and I didn't really feel anything at all.
Well, that,
you know, everybody's different. So,
you know, well, that's the thing. Like sometimes, you know, pins for me, they're low, mild, you know, nice little hit. You know, you can get, you know, that's why sometimes if I smoke a joint, dude, it depends what kind of strand it is and how much potency is in it. I might lay my ass out, like, completely, dude. If it's the right stuff, dude, it could have me on my heels. Just one joint, you know. And I say that, like, you know, not just a hit. I'm talking about take a few hits.
Right.
I could take a few hits and be cool usually almost in any situation. But sometimes you get, like, and I don't want to say laced because... And I'll give you an example. What I mean by that is the night we were doing the event at the Hustler.
Okay.
Okay. Dude walks up. You know what I'm saying? I know him. I recognize him from different spots. He's like, yo, you want to hit this? And I'm like, you know what? And it wasn't fired up. And normally I don't smoke other people's weed and stuff. But I took a few hits off of it. Bam, bam. And I was like, yeah,
that's
thanks.
Odd.
It was odd. Yeah. It was odd for me, yeah, and especially at an event. You know, I was a little stressed out, and I was like, yeah, let me hit it. I hit it, and then he's like, yeah, bro, there's diamonds in it. It's lit. He was like, it's fired up.
It's
with
got
diamonds.
That good black tar heroin, dude, in it. You're like, what?
Yeah, dude. He was like, dude, there's that in it. I was like, oh my God.
The Keef, the crystals, it's the fucking layer.
It's the tumbled. And I'm like, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm standing in the front and I'm like, yo, can you get me water? And I swear I asked three people to help me get water while I'm out holding down the front. Because, and not that I wasn't so high that I didn't feel uncomfortable, but like, I was like, oh shit, like, I just smoked a whammy.
You smoked and you had to deal with all those people out front? Dude, I didn't realize you did that.
Oh, dude, I was already stressing with all those people. Now
it might have helped, though, because that was a very stressful moment.
Well, let me just say this,
saying,
Joe.
Like, it was...
Let me say this, Joe, is that it wasn't Delta 8, but it was, you know, very powerful and strong, and I was cool. I was enjoying myself out front, but I needed water so bad. And the fact is that there was thousands of people trying to get into this club, literally, and the club didn't have the right people there to cover it. You know what I mean? They didn't have enough people there. You know, they
working
they
to
had
help
two
out.
Guys at the front, and then they were they were stressing on
thank
each other.
Thank God for Pitt working so, out yeah, security yeah. for us.
Thank you, Pitt. You know what I mean? And
he goes from engineer to security.
Yeah, I mean, it was all that. And so, anyways, getting back to the story is that Texas, you know, Austin, Texas, of all things, actually, put a temporary injunction into place on November 5th, 2020. And
so the whole state now trying to ban it. That's
district
crazy.
Court and made on record. And so, you know, there's a bunch of – now – keep this in mind. If you didn't get named in this, if you didn't go to court, okay, and you didn't get an injunction for your company, which Sky Marketing Group, DBA Hometown Hero, okay, is the company that did this. But if you weren't the one to go do this, this may not apply for you in the next upcoming weeks. So in other words, if the
you'll be banned.
If it gets banned and you didn't get an injunction for your company, it
that's selling Delta 8.
It could because what's
but liquor stores and gas stations are selling it
doesn't
everywhere
matter.
Out there.
And this guy
so
is
the gas
one
stations
guy
can't
that's
do
got
it
an injunction now, that a temporary injunction. So he's got the temporary injunction. But
does he own a store or a brand?
He's a wholesaler. So he's okay. selling. So his products are good right now. Right, his
he product, can still wholesale to these stores because
he can still wholesale his product.
But can the stores now get in trouble for selling it?
No, because that brand has got an injunction. So, but if another brand, let's just say, you know, Chris's CBD or Chris's Delta 8, you know, goes out there, they may not have that same coverage right now. But as of now, the injunction went into play for this guy because he came in and asked for a court order. Now, there's a bunch of other CBD companies, Delta 8 companies that are suing the state. And they're saying to say, hey, this is under the Hemp Act, not under the THC, you know, and so there's a difference. And hemp under their laws, and they can't just change a law like that, right? But they did, and they're moving forward with it, and they're going to. And so this happens all the time. It's not new, but it's something to think about. There it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.